This is SB Nation Radio,
the next generation of sports radio.
On this team, we fight for that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
This is the Casey Smith Show.
So let's hear it one more time. Together, clear eyes, full hearts.
Let's go.
Here's your host, Casey Smith.
Are you smiling by my table?
All right, it is Get Weird Wednesday, probably the weirdest Wednesday
that we've had yet, which says a lot.
That we've had yet in the, I can't do math, but in the, what, 6 months we've been doing the show?
6 months, it's flown by.
It's flown by so quickly. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys if you are tuning in. This is the Casey Smith Show, as always, with Annie Koontz. We apologize that we were supposed to have one on Monday and then Tuesday. It's been a little bit crazy.
It's been a crazy couple weeks.
A little
here.
Bit crazy. Of course, the Super Bowl is this past weekend.
And this is SB Nation.
Ronnie.
We just wanted to welcome you guys again.
It's Get Weird Wednesday, right? It's Get Weird Wednesday. But yeah, a lot of things going on. So if you're tuning in on Facebook, Periscope, Twitter, wherever you are, gridironnow.com or SB Nation or iTunes, we appreciate you being here.
Always.
We kind of got some big announcements.
Just a little bit.
A little bit, which is why we had the delay of the show the last couple of days, trying to get our lives together, trying to figure out how to do all of this thing. But you know, we started this show with TexAgs.com in College Station, Texas. We both worked for them out of school, during school.
Both grads.
And for right now, this show is going to be done with. And I promise I'm not going
to
cry.
We're going to try to contain the waterworks today, but I don't know how
we're
well
gonna try.
We'll get that going.
We both have massive announcements to make. And I'm not going to be selfish and do mine first, because I have been telling everybody from the beginning of this show that you're my Olympia and you're my co-host and you've been amazing at both. But you have a really cool opportunity coming up that's going to help you pursue those dreams. So I'm going to let you go first, because if I start crying talking about me, it'll be game over. The show's done.
Well, I am making the announcement that I'm going to be moving to San Diego in the next few weeks here, and I have an opportunity to go train at the Olympic training facility out there in Chula Vista. So, I'm
Team USA, baby.
There we go. It's another step towards that goal that I'm trying to achieve. So I'm really, really excited, nervous. To be out on the West Coast, though. San Diego's not too bad, though. So.
Oh, it's like one of my favorite places ever. And over the summer, I did the San Diego drive up the coast to LA, mm-hmm. and I was sold. I was like, however I can get out here, this is what I want to do.
That's what everyone's been telling
me. So I'll come out and we can do it together.
It's all, yeah, there we go. That's the goal. Get the blondes in Cali.
I got a Justin Bieber concert in August. But no, I mean, and for people who've listened to the show and been very close to it, and I've actually had a lot of people come up to me like, Annie is so great. You know, she's an Olympian. It's true. All the time I've spent in Houston recently with people who are actually paying attention to it. And of course, during the Super Bowl week, everybody was talking about it. But I always say, you know, she has two dreams. She wants to be on air. And she wants to be an Olympian and a heptathlete. Is that how you say it?
Heptathlete. That was good.
Right, look at me. I'm learning.
Hey, it only took 6 months. We're good.
It only took 6 months. But a lot of things have been changing, and you got this opportunity. And, I mean, to go train with Team USA, that's a step closer to Tokyo in 2020. And I couldn't be more proud of you.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much. It's been such a whirlwind the last couple of weeks. Some changes going on here.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Slight life changes. So I'm really excited. I think it's going to be really good for me. I've been here for 5 years now. So I think it's time to kind of make the next step. And we will see how it goes out there.
It's going to be incredible. And we're going to get to see you like with an American flag for a long time, right? Like you're going to take
we'll
all those
see.
Pictures.
We'll see.
It's just really cool. And for me, like, I don't even know how all that stuff works, but I know that is the training facility. That's where it all starts.
It's basically like a small campus, and it's a facility for all the U.S. Olympics, a lot of Olympic sports. And I'm going to learn. I honestly don't know as much about it as I want to, but your meals, you can live on campus. You have unlimited opportunities with training and treatment and things like that. And they'll pay for you for all of your travel and expenses and things like that. So I'm really fortunate and blessed to be given this opportunity, and I'm hoping it goes well.
So the one sitting next to me, the co-host that I've had and one of my best friends, is about to be a true Team USA member.
We'll see.
That is awesome. And of course, it's great timing too, because you were kind of confused on what you were going to be doing.
It was.
The cat kind of got out of the bag for me a little bit during
the
Super Bowl week. You know, I obviously spent a lot of time on Radio Row when I was down there doing a lot of different things, a lot of cool things. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl later. I promise we're going to talk a little bit about football eventually. But I have a really cool opportunity. And
very, very cool. Very
it's
excited.
It's very
for you.
Exciting. And you know, when we started the show from the very beginning, we always said that we wanted to change the narrative. Mm-hmm. We wanted women to be able to give their opinions and talk. Well, I have gotten a great opportunity. I'll be joining the NBC family up in Boston at Comcast supports New England.
It's kind of a fun time to be in Boston.
Kind of
Casey.
A little bit fun time to be in Boston. I will be moving up there pretty quickly, and I will be getting to share my opinion on television.
Which
so,
we are so excited about.
I'm very excited about it. The details of the show will start to unravel over the next couple of weeks and months, but I'm really excited about it. And
you'll be starting up in March, right?
I will be starting up in March. The show won't launch until a little bit later, but they want to get me acclimated. I'm a Texas girl, right?
Like, you got to get into that cold weather up there.
I mean, like, I have a couple of coats when I worked for ESPN when I did some cold games up north, but it's going to be a little bit different.
A little nippy.
A little bit nippy. I'll get used to it. But I mean, you know, it's such a great time to be in Boston right now. Obviously, you look at what the parade looked like yesterday, like just the amount of people.
Can you please just give a Gronk a hug for me? That's all
yes.
I ask.
Can everybody give Gronk a
Actually,
hug?
Actually, can you shotgun a beer with Gronk for me? That is much better.
Do you think I could beat him?
I'm going to put my money on you.
Challenge accepted. No, but it's a great time. And the cool thing about this opportunity that I'm given is that it's in the craziest sports fan base in the country. And I mean, you look at, obviously the SEC is different in college football, and you look at New York and you look at Chicago. But the cool thing for me about Boston is that every major sport has one team.
Yeah.
So if you love baseball and you're in Boston, you're a Red Sox fan. Mm-hmm. Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, the same way. I've never done anything like this before. Obviously, when I was with ESPN, I was doing television with sidelines, Fox Sports South the same way. But this is an opportunity that we didn't expect to come as quickly as it did. Mm-hmm. I'm sad that I'm not going to get to do this, but we are promising we're going to try to find a way to continue to do this show some form or fashion.
Podcast
but,
or some type
right,
of
I mean, because we love this, and we've been so thankful to everybody that's been involved with SB Nation, with Gridiron Now, with our sponsors, with QR Jets and Kendra Scott, of course, our amazing team. And I'm going to get to those thank yous later because I'm not going to cry.
Ready yet. You're not ready yet. We're going to pause the waterworks there.
Before we actually talk about the Super Bowl. But it's been an incredible opportunity, and we thank everybody who's listened and watched.
Well, I'm just so excited for you to see you break that mold. That's so exciting to see for women to be able to give their opinions, and you are so damn good at it. And I can say damn, I don't care.
You can drop whatever you want today, girl.
So I'm so excited to see what you're going to do. It's going to be a really, really exciting journey for you.
Well, thank you so much. And I know that we're going to miss each other.
Yeah, we're going to be on opposite coasts, and I don't know how that's going to happen. This whole time change thing is going to be really hard to get used to in general.
Like, oh, yeah.
You even said with college football, I'm going to be waking up at 9:30 a.m. for games, and I don't know how I feel about that.
When I was in L.A., excuse me, for a college football weekend, and all my friends were like, all right, we're going to get up and watch college football, and I was like, okay, and then I'm realizing that those games start at 9:30, and then I'm going to the Rose Bowl to watch UCLA-USC at like a normal hour, and I'm through it. I'm like, God, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning in my time. But it's an incredible opportunity, and we're both very lucky and blessed to have a team like Texags behind us.
Yes, we are. We have been very, very fortunate, and this show has been more than I could have ever hoped for it to be. And I'm gonna miss
No, we're
you.
Not gonna do that yet. We're not gonna do the goodbyes quite yet. We're not gonna do the goodbyes, but
that's not gonna be good.
Super Bowl. And we were, you know, like I mentioned earlier in the show, we were supposed to have a show on Monday. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen for multiple reasons, and then so we're still a couple days removed from it, but
we got to talk about the week that you had, because I lived through your Snapchat and it looked so damn fun.
I was on spring break is what I was. I mean, really, like I was on spring break. I got to do a lot of really cool things. I got to go to an event that was hosted by Krista Thompson of Fox. I got to do the EA Sports Party, which was the Chainsmokers and Sam Hunt. Got to go to the bar.
Awesome Snapchat.
Amazing. Incredible. I got to go to the Barstool party, which let me tell you something about the Barstool party.
Please do.
I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I hear like throwback to like early 2000s, and I look over and it's Ja Rule and Ashanti playing. And I'm like, where am I? This is incredible.
You were pretty close up to the stage, weren't you?
I kind of wiggled my way through.
Yeah, you finagled.
A girl at a Barstool party, you know you're going to wiggle
Tall
your way
blonde,
through.
You're in.
it was amazing. And I got to meet so many cool people. I got to go on the set of Undisputed, Joy Taylor, who's the moderator.
How was
of that?
Yeah, because that looked incredible.
Listen, the people that watched that show that love Skip Bayless, like it's like they're just entranced by him, right?
And they were all so close on that set. Mm-hmm. All the fans were right there. So I was interested to see how close they were able to get to all of them.
It was cool because I got to stand or sit behind the cameras as opposed to in the audience, because Joy's amazing.
Right.
So I got to watch it. And like, of course, it's really early in the morning. And I actually asked one of the production staff, I was like, so do you have to shift audience members around? And they're like, some of them get tired and like start yawning, and it's national television.
Yeah.
but it was really cool because, you know, obviously being from Texas and living an hour and a half from Houston for most of my adult life, like to see that city do what it did, and it was an amazing experience. Everybody that I talked
to—that's what I was worried about, just because Houston just seemed so tight, and so I was wondering how it all
amazing
worked out.
Experience. And while I didn't actually get to go to the game for other reasons leading up to it. I mean, it was just an awesome experience. And anybody who was there as a fan that was working, you just saw how happy everybody was. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, you know, we've got all the lead up. You know, we had like the Playboy part. I mean, just everything that was going on. It was great. And then all of a sudden the game gets there and you're like, hell yes, it's finally here. We're going to get to see this amazing offensive showdown mm-hmm. between the Falcons and the Patriots. And you get like halfway through the fourth quarter and you're like, this is the worst game I've ever seen.
It was insanity. I was sitting there thinking, this is the worst Super Bowl. I thought it was going to be so exciting. What is going on? And then all of it just came into play, and it was more than I could have hoped for at the end.
I mean, I was sitting there, and of course, like, there was some adult beverages going on. And I'm like, you know
what? Because that's all there was to do at that point in the game. You're like, this is a blowout. I just need more drinks.
I also need to eat crow for a second. Luke Bryan was really good.
I was going to call you out on that slightly.
He like starts to like walk up and he's got his like super tight jeans on. I'm like, oh, damn it. Here we go.
He did have a really nice outfit on.
Sounded so good. So I'll eat crow on that. I thought Lady Gaga was incredible. And a lot of the commercials were really good.
But I just say too about Lady Gaga, like, I love that she didn't go political. It's so easy for so many of the halftime shows to go political and have these. And I just like that she stuck to the entertainment value. And I thought she did really good job.
I thought it was amazing. And like, she got to like jump off the roof and stuff. I was like,
oh, the memes that came out from that.
Can I do that right now? Can I just jump off a roof right now? That's the way I felt at that point, at least. But it was, the game itself wasn't great, but I mean, the entertainment around it, whatever. And then at the end, you know, as soon as the Patriots got the ball back, I even tweeted, I said, let the goat go to work. Mm-hmm. And I really never had a feeling that the Patriots were out of it, even though they looked awful. Tom Brady had no time in the pocket. We can go down the list. I mean, the Falcons looked like not only they were going to win it, they were going to win it handily. Uh-huh. And then to see that comeback at the end, the best comeback of all time. It absolutely, there's no question in my mind. I've been saying it all year. You've been saying it. Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. There's zero question in my mind at this point. And then, of course, the moment everybody was waiting for Roger Goodell to hand the Lombardi Trophy to those guys.
I had my Snapchat ready, and I couldn't even get it quick enough because he was off the stage so damn quick.
Oh, he was it being
was
petty.
So quick. He was not wanting to be up on that stage, and I was looking forward to that moment so much.
It was everything that I wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. And you see like in the background, like when he is the up booze. There, you see like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in the back, like being super petty. You've seen like pictures now of them coming off the airplane and a coach wearing like the Goodell clown shirt.
The fans have gone to town with the Goodell things as well.
Oh my, the Boston people. I ran into so many people with like different types of We Hate Goodell shirts in Houston. Like I took pictures with them. Like it's just this, it was everything that a Patriots fan would want to happen. But as a sports fan watching that game, it was unreal. Like I woke up the next morning and still couldn't process what happened and thinking like, what did we just witness? Mm-hmm. What did we just see from Tom Brady, from this team, and in a very lackluster game, the greatest ending to a game. Even though I hate the NFL overtime rules, and I had a guy tweet at me, a wonderful listener who, you know, we've gone in on the NFL overtime rules. I hate the NFL overtime rules. I think it's ridiculous. I think that both teams should get the ball.
Both parties should have an opportunity.
But to see how that went down and to see the ending of that game while the rules stand the way they are, it was absolutely amazing. And if you were got to be at the game, I don't think you'll ever witness anything that great in your lifetime.
I was so jealous of all the people. I mean, obviously, Houston's our neighbor, so there were so many people that we knew over at the Super Bowl and watching their Snapchats. I mean, to be there live and witness that must have been the greatest sporting event thing you could ever witness. And I thought the same thing. You know, when it was dwindling down, I still, as long as there was some time on that clock, I never really counted out Tom Brady. And for him to do what he did, I mean, he's hands down the greatest of all time, and hat off to him.
Have you followed him on Instagram yet?
Yes.
He's being really petty on really Instagram.
Really petty, and it's hilarious.
Amazing. And he actually, there's a picture that he posted that he's holding the trophy, and it says, catch me at the parade, how about that? And of course, like, that's the total obnoxious, like, meme that's going on right now. Was it all Jerry Springer place. Or Dr. Phil or whoever
Dr. Phil.
Thank you, Ronnie. The voice from above. But just the persona that's carried Tom Brady and how this team has looked. I mean, I think that the Falcons obviously had everything going for them, and they blew a 28-3 lead. Another great
sign. A lot
of
the political tweets that I was seeing were pretty funny as well. So Atlanta won the popular vote and things like that. And that's just
it's the year of conspiracy wins, if we say. To say the least. Uh-huh. But an incredible game. And I mean, there's no use in like going back and like breaking everything down, because obviously once the Super Bowl ends, it's now looking to the next season. And I'm very blessed and lucky to get to be a part of the Patriots season next year. Mm-hmm. And
just a really fun team to be able to cover. I mean, we talked a lot with Courtney Cox, and she's close to that locker Nesson, room.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Just the things that she was able to say about that team and how locked in they are and the chemistry. It's going to be a really fun atmosphere for you to be around.
I'm going to make Bill Belichick smile.
Oh,
in an interview.
Mark it down, people.
I'm going to do it.
I can't wait. Can you also just send me a lot of pictures of Brady?
She didn't mean it.
Up close and personal.
From 3,000 miles away, she'll be doing that. But no, I mean, to put a hat on the Super Bowl week, I mean, and I got to do the Puppy Bowl.
What was your favorite part of the week? Because you did so many cool things.
That's difficult. I mean, I got to spend a lot of time with Clay Travis and all the Fox Sports people, and I'm really lucky to get to partner with them, you know, to do some stuff on his show a lot. And that was just the networking thing. I mean, it's like a reunion. It's everybody who works in this industry all together. And I've never been a part of a Super Bowl because I've always covered National Signing Day.
Right.
When I was with ESPN and when I was with Texags and wherever else I've been. Mm-hmm. So I forgot it was National Signing Day because everything is around the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And so obviously the networking standpoint and that kind of like the camaraderie of we're all in this together and meeting people. And I got to do the Nickelodeon set.
That looked cool. Yeah.
I got to get my I can never say this word.
Caricature.
Drawn
I got you.
Into a Hey Arnold commercial.
Oh,
like I got
like
to
it.
Do like a whole like GIF thing where like, you know, it was, everything was amazing. But I think the best memory that I had was just getting to experience the Super Bowl the way that I did. And that it just really validates my decision to go into this industry saying like, you know, it's hard, it's going to be tough. There are going to be a lot of down times. I've been through them. You're going to go through them too. But to get to sit out there and say, oh my God, like to a certain degree, I've made these dreams come true, or I'm making these dreams come true, and getting to be around these people like Skip Bayless. You know, you go down the list of all these people. And I think that's the best part is that like, I never want to give up on it. And I could have a lot of times. And now I'm packing up and moving 1,600 miles away to continue to pursue that dream. You're going the opposite direction and pursuing your own dream. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all I can ask for. Plus, I got to go to the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, the Puppy Bowl practice. Adorable. Oh, my goodness.
I took my friend Lauren, our little brunette.
Who is the biggest dog person there is, probably.
Obsessed with dogs. And she got to go to the puppy green room, and I've never seen somebody happier. And she's in her like late 20s, and she's like clapping, like, you know, just so excited. But that's just a small part of all the cool things I got to do.
Yeah.
I got to see a lot of friends for probably the last time. I got to spend a lot of good times in Houston. Mm-hmm. So it was a good week. And the Patriots won. That makes my job a whole lot easier up there in Boston at Comcast.
Does. A lot more fun environment to be walking into. We're so proud of you.
Well, thank you. I'm proud of you too. We're not going to cry. We promise.
Sappy.
So before we go, and obviously, you know, there's so much that we could talk about, and I wanted to do like a full length show and really break down everything. But when you look back at the show, and I have, you know, whether it's one person or 10 people or 20 people or whatever it is, that have watched or listened to every single show, obviously we're very thankful, or if you've ever just caught it. But when you look at the show, did this ever get, I mean, can you believe where it is already in just a short 6 months?
I can't. I mean, looking back, I still feel like I just got that phone call from you, and I had to pick up my stuff and get here in a couple weeks and start this whole journey. So I feel like we just got here. I feel like we were just popping champagne after the first show, shaking still from our nerves.
Being so nervous.
Just to see how far we've both come and how much fun it has been to see the viewership grow and see that people are responding to two girls being able to talk sports and give our opinions and see what you guys want to know. It's just been such a growing and learning experience, and I'm so thankful for it. And I feel like we've both grown a lot through it, and I'm forever grateful for this opportunity. And I think it's only going to help us in the future.
We've drank a little bit.
Just a little.
On the show.
Just a little bit. It's just a little fun.
Just, hey, college football and drinking, right? But no, I mean, again, like this whole show was to show that two girls could talk sports. And we think we've done that. At least that's what other people who are giving us opportunities think. But it's been amazing. And I'm not going to cry. But I'm so thankful for the people around us. I'm thankful for our production team, Ronnie, who's head up this whole thing.
Oh my gosh, Ronnie, you're a rock star.
Ronnie.
He doesn't get enough credit.
We
seriously.
Love you.
I've had a fun time. Sorry. I've had a fun time with this show. It's been a lot of fun. I'll miss you guys, but
you're going to miss your two favorite blondes.
I know. But, you know, what can I do? Everyone's leaving and I'm still here, so.
Hey, we got two really fun places for you guys, for
That's
you and Lindsay to
true.
Come visit.
We have coast to coast, places on both coasts now where we can go and have a good long weekend or something, so that's good.
Well, we thank Ronnie and, of course, his intern from last season,
Curtis. We love you, Curtis.
Our
Carly.
Our number one production assistant, whatever she is, Carly, who's going to be coming up in this industry too. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. Again, I'm not giving out her last name. She's too young for that.
No more creeping on that.
We already have enough creepers. Thank you very much. But we just want to thank everybody. And of course, like I mentioned earlier, SB Nation gave us an incredible platform, mm-hmm. a national platform right off the bat. And gridironnow.com as well. And we're so very, very thankful that you got to listen to us argue sports, talk sports. I was going to touch on the Baylor stuff today because we all know how much I hate Baylor.
You could get on a soapbox for that.
And now there's like a prostitution. I'm like, I can't.
Shut it down.
I was like, this is too big of an announcement for both of us. And in a positive way,
we don't want to make it.
And it's been the most incredible experience, honestly. And I've done a lot of really cool things in my career at a very young age. I've been extremely lucky, and
this
blessed.
Is the first time you really have to branch out and go to a new city.
Yeah, when I was with ESPN, I still got to stay in town. I mean, I was in Atlanta for a little bit, but I mean, this experience and getting to change this narrative with Gabe Bach and with everybody at TxAgs who believed in us, and with you and with Alex Parker, who was next to us the entire time.
She was tearing up before the show too.
I've cried three times since I've been here. Like, I cannot cry anymore. I'll probably cry right after, but it's fine. But just, we want to thank everybody so much for believing in us, for listening to us. It's not over. It's just over for right now. We're going to try to figure out how the hell to keep us together.
It's not goodbye. It's see you later. Yeah. Is that really cliche?
It's super cliche, but think about all the cliche things we've done on this show. I mean, really think about everything we've done. So we want to thank everybody, and
hopefully you've enjoyed it.
I hope. I mean, that's the thing. No, but the biggest fulfilling thing to me is when I see people in person, they're like, we love what you're doing.
That really,
it's different. Mm-hmm. So we're going to make sure we don't lose that. We just don't know how. We can't even imagine being like a house apart right now, let alone 3,000 miles.
Yeah, we're really going to have to adjust on the whole 3-hour time change that's going to be between us. It's going to be tough. But
if you want to keep up with us, obviously, if you are listening to us on social media, Casey Smith on Twitter, Casey Smith TV on Facebook, which that's the show's Facebook, but we're going to figure out something new with that. And then of course, I'm hoping that we're still going to get to put some stuff up on iTunes eventually, but follow us on social media, follow it in our world. Annie, I know yours have like underscores and stuff.
Annie,
I can never remember.
_ Kuntz 7. That was my number in
K-U-N-Z.
Soccer. Yes. K-U-N-Z.
Follow her in her Olympic dreams out there in San Diego.
It's scary, but it's exciting. I'm excited.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to go in the direction I'm about to go. So I think we're just going to have to
let it go. Sign off for the last time.
Right now. So we thank everybody so much who has been a part of this journey. We will be back. This is not the end of this. We just both have obviously amazing opportunities for both
new
of
chapter.
Our new chapters. You can see me in Boston on Comcast with NBC. You can see her in San Diego training for Team USA Tokyo 2020. Thank you guys so much. Please follow us on our journey. We could not have done this without you guys. We love you. Thank you. Stay friendly. Life is way too short to be hateful. We love you guys.